This July brought changes to Florida's craft distilling industry. New laws loosened regulations to allow more flexibility in person-to-person sales. But as Nick Evans reports, some distillers hope those changes are just the first step.
So this is, that's some whiskey that you can see the color. I mean, it's amazing. Look at that color. This is rum. This rum was in here for about 30 days. And you can
this is Phil McDaniel, head of St. Augustine Distillery.
Yeah, we've been in the planning stages for 5 years. We've been in operations and open to the public since March of 2014, so a little over 18 months.
It's probably best known for vodka, but they make gin, rum, and their first batch of bourbon is stacked 6 barrels high in the warehouse. But compared to some operations, St. Augustine is tiny. Take the bottling process. Instead of those mammoth conveyor systems that crank out a couple million cans of beer a day, the distillery has Leanne Howland.
And then once they're full, we cork them.
She's bottling gin, 6 at a time. And the entire process, from empty bottle to labeled, sealed product, happens on a single table, maybe 6 feet long.
We can do about 40 cases, 20 cases an hour, about 150 cases a day.
Spirits have not really been an industry in Florida ever. I mean, craft spirits anyway, have not existed here for very long. There's only a handful of distillers.
Beer and wine are bigger industries and tend to get more attention in state politics. But McDaniel says distillers notched a big win earlier this year.
The law that passed this last session effectively allows a craft distiller, and a craft distiller is defined as any licensed distiller who produces less than 75,000 gallons a year, which is very small, you know, compared to a large distillery. We can sell now up to 2 bottles per brand per person per year.
Before that, the limit was 2 bottles per person per year.
And now with this new law change, we could sell 2 bottles of gin, 2 bottles of vodka, 2 bottles of rum.
And McDaniel says the immediate impact has been pretty surprising.
From our bottom line, our sales have been up 15%. Or maybe even 18% as a result since July 1st. And that's significant. And, you know, we hope over time we can demonstrate to our distributor partners and our retail partners that the more product we can sell from here, the better it is for them, because ultimately that will lead to future consumers.
But making that case could be difficult. McDaniel is hoping to eventually remove any limit on in-person sales, but he and other distillers are likely to face significant pushback from those partners in the distribution and retail industries. Florida regulates alcohol by forcing it through a 3-tier system, where producers sell to distributors who then sell to retailers. And although McDaniel's sales today may boost business for those other tiers down the road, those other tiers are more concerned they're losing out on money today.
We've tackled several issues, y'all know, that are relating to alcohol. I will tell you now, I think we're going to tackle several more again this year that may be highly contentious that are regarding alcohol. Matter of fact, if I was a betting man, I would bet on it.
This is Halsey Bashiers, a Monticello Republican who chairs the House Business and Professions Subcommittee. Those contentious measures could include proposals for powdered alcohol and the so-called Whiskey and Wheaties bill, aimed at allowing grocers to sell alcohol without setting up a separate store. But it's likely they'll also revisit bottle restrictions. Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube is sponsoring the bill.
And so I'll be filing another bill this year that will repeal that prohibition completely, so it wouldn't be 2 bottles per person this or 2 bottles per brand or whatever the case may be. It'll be if you as an individual go to that place of business and you're of age and you want to purchase a case of whiskey or a case of whatever it is, then you should have the ability to do that.
Stube filed that measure late last month. If McDaniel gets his way, it'll take effect next July. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.